The sound of heavy machinery fills downtown Milwaukee's air as the city races to create hotel space ahead of next summer's Democratic National Convention. A couple of miles north, a more modest project is underway, but organizers are no less excited. Milwaukee's first hostel is about to open in the River West neighborhood. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz talks with a few of the people who have been pulling the project together.
Hostels are historically places where young people can sleep cheap and simple. Over the years, they've evolved to attract young and old, solo or with family. Carolyn Weber has been dreaming of opening a hostel in Milwaukee for 6 years. Now it's happening on the corner of Center and Holton in what was a grand neighborhood bank. Weber says it was built in 1920.
I know people who used to bank here, actually.
Really?
With their parents, yeah. And now they're like in their 70s. And they said it was quite the majestic building.
Little remains of its original magnificence, except its brick exterior and depository box. Inside, 8 sun-filled rooms. Some will have 4 beds, others will sleep up to 12. We're still being outfitted. Weber says everyone will get a locker.
And then they each get their own shelf with an outlet and then a light for reading. And each bed is also going to be surrounded by curtains for privacy. So
Weber says the design eliminates things that have bugged her during her hostel travels, like not finding a place to charge your phone. Co-owner Wendy Message chimes in. She says they also built in quiet areas and a more social gathering space. That's in the basement.
But this whole space back here will be dining area into the kitchen.
The other end of the space will be filled with couches and a large screen TV. Message says they want it to be a hangout with a twist.
We are going to discourage Netflix and chill, hopefully only just having it hooked up to a DVD player with a note to ask them to walk down to River West Film and Video, which is the city's last rental place, and be able to rent videos and then we'll take a back for him.
The opportunity to experience the neighborhood doesn't end inside. Message and Weber envision endless possibilities in their backyard. It's 3 times the footprint of the hostel.
For sure, movies. I know there's a lot of bands in the neighborhood that are excited to have some backyard shows. Eventually, we'll have power out there for food trucks to be able to pull it up and plug in.
We actually do plan to keep the gate open, and we do invite the community to come to our events. So we're really looking at it as a shared space with the community.
Some neighbors are already connected to Cream City Hostel. 7 blocks away, woodworker Christopher Brooks designed and is building lots of its furniture.
There's going to be 10 of these tables, and they're all going to be linked together. One feature, which is my favorite part, I guess, is that each face of the sections will be a different color. So depending on where you're standing in the room, they will change dramatically.
It's a unique project for Brooks. He designed classic pieces with a modern twist. He also had to plan the assembly process so that volunteers could help to save the hostel money.
You know, they're on a kind of a tight budget, but they said, like, we'll find you some volunteer labor. So I'm designing the project for low-skilled people to just do a simple task.
Since I left his shop, Brooks reports that volunteers showed up, sometimes 5 at a time, to help assemble, sand, and paint the pieces. A few blocks away, textile artist Julie Ruplinger is busy at her industrial-strength sewing machine. She's working through yard upon yard of fabric, bright sunflower patterned to green checkered gingham and polka dots.
So what I'm doing is basically doing a log cabin style sewing of long strips, and then I'm going to cut them down to 40-inch curtains.
Her curtains will provide privacy around each bed, and Ruplinger says no two are the same. She calls them evolving pieces of art.
When they take them down and wash them, when put them back up, they'll always be changing. And there's 60 combinations.
Ruplinger says the project means more than artistic expression or money. She likes being part of something good for the neighborhood. Cream City Hostel, that can welcome 52 guests at a time to River West, will celebrate its grand opening on June 23rd. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.